This is Stephanie Izard, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
I really do believe that something's got a hold on me here.
Oh, 720 WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And when it comes to cross-country tours for the taste, but there is one, and anybody who listens to any of the programs that we do know that there is one tour that is near and dear to my heart. It travels the country. It is on both coasts, down south, up here, and they spend a good amount of time, thank goodness. And I know it's a blessing for the people who love food here in Chicago. Cochon 555 is in town, and when that happens, you know that Brady Lowe is in town as well. So good to have the physical embodiment of the spirit of carrying the torch of Heritage Breed Pork in with us. Brady, welcome to WGN.
Great to be here. Thanks again, Dane.
Oh, it's great. I mean, it is. It's good for you to be here, and I can appreciate that. But it's so great for so many people, not only the chefs, everybody that's participating, us for sure, and so many fans of what it is that you have been doing and doing right for a regular basis here in Chicago. I mean, Chicago loves you guys.
We love being here. I mean, I grew up in the Midwest, and to come back to Chicago to discuss another opportunity to drink and eat amazing pork raised by family farmers, it's a no-brainer. And we have family, we have friends here, and we're going on 9 years.
It's been a while, you know, and it gets, I don't want to say it gets better and better because it has been a very high level situation from the get go, but it certainly hasn't dropped off. And that's something that you see with different events. We have so many here in Chicago, but people look forward to and are excited to have you guys roll into town. Also in town with us and on the microphone, we've got Robert McCune. He's the communications director for Cochon. Robert, welcome to WGN.
Thank you.
You're going to have to get a little bit closer. Get up on the mic there. But this is great. You know, it's been one of those things to be able to kind of share that story, share not only, you know, the message of the Heritage Breed Pork and the farmers and all those. And in our second segment, we're going to talk a little bit about Piggy Bank. But you have got, and you're relatively new to the Cochon thing. This has got to be a great gig because you get to share a story that is, I think, so important, number one, and just so great. I mean, this is an event that people love as well.
Yeah, you know, it's an event that it's got a message, it's got a soul, it's got meaning, and I think people really enjoy that. They want something more from their food. They want to know who's behind it. They want to know the stories about that, and we've got that in spades.
We're going to talk about the food. We're going to talk about the pigs, the pork, the chefs that are going to be here as well. But it isn't just a food event. It is a festive environment that has a lot of spirits. Some of the best spirits out there are front and center at a Cochon event as well. And Dave Delaney is here. And Dave, talk about the rum that you have with us.
So we represent Angostura, who's very well known for their bitters. They've been around for almost 200 years, but they've been making beautiful rum for, you know, 150 years or so. And we love to, you know, partner with Cochon. This is our first year being a part of the tour. And it's been a really great avenue for us to show the versatility of both our bitters and our rum through a bunch of different avenues, both in food and drink.
You couldn't be in a better place. I mean, the people that show up and enjoy the Cochon events anywhere in the country, you know, they have a loyalty too, because you're going to go with them. You're going to be, you're like a guest with them. You're like a friend that they're enjoying the event with.
That's
as
right.
Well. And so as soon as they get done, you know, they're going to head to the store and try to get some of that and experience Cochon again at home afterwards. So Brady, you always have the best chefs. You always have some great chefs. It is, you know, for those people who have never been to a Cochon event, and this year it is going to be back at Morgan Manufacturing tomorrow afternoon. It's kind of a sensory explosion. You know, you've got not only, you know, the smells, the sights, the music you guys curate, just an incredibly cool vibe there. But let's talk about the chefs that are going to be working tomorrow.
Dane, like every time we get to look at what's happening into a city, when it comes around chefs who are cooking whole animal, with the event being about whole animal and taking that whole heritage breed pig from a small family farmer and then developing 6 dishes out of it, you look for like chefs who, one, embody that momentum of supporting local farms, who know how they know their way around the nose and the tail of the animal, but they also like have like a superb palate and the restaurants that they work with. So like this year, really excited for John Mannion. He's over at El Che. I heard him on air the other day. And, I mean, what he's doing with fire and what he's doing with flavors at his restaurants are absolutely stunning. And he's got a Berkshire, so he's going to use this old-time pig that's got a ton of flavor and a ton of fat. Nathan Sears.
Nice.
He won a Heritage Barbecue event that we did. It's like kind of a global edition of Koshan Wi-Fi.
Sure. Yep.
He won that event 3 years ago here. Stunning menu going up against like Abe Conlin and teams with Paul Kahn there. I mean, it was a throwdown location at Goose Island, and Nathan's did an amazing job, and he's over at the Witt Hotel now. You might have seen him over at the Radler forever.
Yeah, for sure.
He's cooking a Hereford from Catalpa Grove, who's been on air here with us. Then we got Public and Quality Meats. Everyone knows this.
Stiff competition there, yep.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to bring the A game. So Tom Carlin's over there. He's got a Berkshire from Face Farm. Another sneaker in there is Ricardo Harquin, Travel. Tim Graham was there prior to, and now he moved on. I think he's behind the helm of a new project, and Ricardo stepped in, and they have a great program. And, you know, he's cooking a Magnolita, which is a big fatty pig from, you know, Hungary, and thing has a ton of hair and just a ton of intramuscular fat. I mean, it's just filled with flavor. That's coming from 1936 Farms. Then you got Pete Conan, from Cherry Circle Room over at the Chicago Athletic Club.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got an amazing resume of places and where he's been and worked and cooked. Their menu over there is rock and roll. And he's cooking a Berkshire from Catalpa Grove. And then supporting staff, you got Jason Vincent, who won Grand Koshan a couple of years. He's rocking out a Giant. Corey Morris over at Ronero. Another great kind of fire cooking restaurant. Rob Lovett, the Butcher and Larder. I mean, we've got a really fun lineup, and then wines and spirits. So
yeah, and for those people that love food, and in Chicago, it is a huge portion of the demographic that are food fans, and you get to see these chefs, these restaurants in competition. It's a friendly competition, but it is a serious competition. This is the kind of thing that is one of those rare culinary events that you put on your resume that people, Dusky, yes, you've got a tattoo, right? When you go ahead and win it, and when you think of that team photo of some of the chefs that are doing it right here in Chicago, you heard like Steph Iser, Jason Vincent, we've got Rick Bayless's team has been in on this. You have a lot of those. So you've got those great chefs, some up and coming ones now and then. You've got great established ones. And then you've got some of those kind of headliner chefs that want to get in there. Cosmo Goss and those guys that get in there. And I'll have to say, Brady, that I know you travel the country and you do this, but Chicago has had really good representation, at Grand Cajon. I mean, we win this, the whole thing sometimes.
Yeah. Jason Vincent rocked it 1 year. I mean, he came in and everybody knew Jason, right? I mean, JV was a household name in the food community right after the event, because he put something on the table that was heart and soul. And I think when you're a chef and you're wanting to cook, you're not only looking for the product that has that purpose and passion behind it, but you want to put something that's got heart on the plate. And your consumer is your guest, and you want to take care of them, and you want to give them that story. And I think that's kind of where the line in the sand occurs with Koshan Wi-Fi, and between that and other events, is that there is that meaning, there is that story that you find behind the food that makes it taste just that much better.
Getting a chance to talk with Chef John Mannion a couple days ago, earlier in the week, and he talked about it, and there are a lot of reasons that chefs do things, whether it's fun or for a good cause or just because, or maybe just for the accolades that they get for it, or camaraderie with their chef community. But he mentioned the higher purpose. When we come back in the next break, we're going to talk a little bit about Piggy Bank for sure. But before we go to that, on this show, we talk about getting out there, traveling, different places that people can go and experience things. We know that people come into Chicago just for the food. We know that people will come in, just as you guys have, in to just participate and enjoy some of the food from Koshan here in Chicago. But as you travel outside of, you can say Chicago's your favorite. You can go ahead and say that. But outside of that, like, where are some of the best places, as you have built really what is this empire for good? What are some of your favorite places to go food wise? Like, as you travel the city with the tour?
I will tell you that Chicago is one of my favorite places to come back to year in, year out. Food wise, experience wise, hospitality, sessions with the people. And then I love LA. LA has really got something unique going on. We do have a couple Grand Koshan winners there. And there's a restaurant group called Sprout, and they're crushing it. And I can't wait to go to Seattle next week. There's just good people doing great things. It's really fresh, honest, and authentic. And I really like that market for what it brings from a global and kind of a Pan-Asian influence and experience. So those are kind of like my places that I really love the most. In Miami, you can't go wrong.
Right.
Right.
So Brady, you and we are getting into, like, how many years is it for Cachone that you've been, and it has been such a journey to start out with an idea, with an inspiration, and then get to the point now where you are really in that position, you have that platform, and with people like Robert on board, we're going to talk to him in the next break about Piggy Bank, you're really in a position to affect some serious and positive change.
And that's what it's about. If you want to eat healthy, you shouldn't be penalized. And I think that's kind of one of the more important things and mantras to go with these days is if you're going to do the homework, you're going to find the product, you're going to spend the money, you should have that reward. And it's really important that you can connect to these chefs. So my day, and like when you say, wow, it's been so many years, it's like I just keep being inspired by people that I can go out and I can respect and like I can attach to what they're doing, and it makes me want to eat it. And I think the food being what I am as kind of a consumer,
yeah,
the food really helps kind of like energize me when you know it's good and it's good for you. You know, like you can eat a ton of it.
Well, Brady, you're a smart guy, so you're doing some great things, great cause of it. It's also an incredibly great time, Cachone. And when we come back from this break, we're going to talk with Dave Delaney from Angostura. He's going to talk about some of the cocktails that are going to be there front and center on Sunday at Morgan Manufacturing. We're going to talk with Robert McCune about Piggy Bank, that higher purpose and ways that you're going to be able to make these great breeds more of a household name and more of like a household name as far as the dinner tables across America. So stay tuned for that. It is Cachone, the cross-country tasting tour for the taste buds. We'll be back with more of this. It's Dane on 720 WGN.
Hi, this is Michael Simon, and you're on the road with Dane at WGN. You need
cooling. 720 WGN on the road with Dane here, Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and in studio we have the visionary and inspirational forces, the brain trust. We've got some of the imbibement ambassadors with us as well. Brady Lowe, we've got Dave Delaney, we've got Robert McCune, all in for Cachone. Guys, welcome back.
Great to be here. Thanks again, Dane.
Thank you, Dane.
Yeah. So, you know, it has been from the get-go, Brady, and I know that you have been, and it's kind of hard to take that line from entertainer, from, you know, kind of the Renaissance man, bon vivant, providing people with memorable and enjoyable celebratory experiences. But there has always been that higher purpose. And now through Piggy Bank, you've been working on it for a while, and it's made some important strides as you kind of have built that out. And so explain, you know, what it is. And then I know from the travel perspective, what it will mean for a lot of our listeners and consumers is as they get out and travel to their favorite stores, to their favorite farmer's market, is that these heritage breeds and this meat and this pork is going to be more available. And I think that's like kind of the underlying moral to the story.
Yeah, I mean, I would jump in that the mission of Cachone 5x5 is a touring gastronomic experience that you must do. I would say the mission there is to learn that heritage breed pigs exist and they're tasty through experience. Now, we knew that there was something bigger that needed to happen to make it more available and to give it kind of a marketplace. Because if you look at heritage breed pigs, it's less than a half percent of market.
Right.
So we needed to figure out a way to scale all these amazing farmers that I met, like actually beautiful farmers like Kim from Face Farm. Like, how do they keep moving forward? So we wanted to figure out a way to continue to save these animal breeds and to help family farmers by giving them technology, information, and knowledge so that they could expand their farm and continue to grow.
You know, and Robert McCune is in studio with us as well. So, Robert, talk a little bit about some of the ways that that is happening and kind of what it is. We've got kind of that big picture concept, but like what it means to farmers in general and how they can actively participate.
Well, I mean, there's two elements to this. And the first is the actual physical farm that we're building right now. And that's kind of, number one, a Noah's Ark for heritage breeds. There will be 10 different types of breeds, each in a tower that will produce a certain amount of piglets each year. And these will be available to the farmers who, you know, it's very hard to get these pure genetics. It's incredibly costly. and that will be available to them. But the second part is just this access to knowledge. So using some of the ideas in the tech space, knowledge sharing, open access, and applying that to agriculture in a way that they can go and be able to see what climates work with what breeds, what breeds work with what feeds, how do you finish a certain breed, how do you cross it. All these things that, you know, when you're physically isolated on your farm, it's not so easy to take part in those communities. So for us, it's about creating that community for them.
And bringing in some of those resources on the educational side, kind of the brain trust side, some of the resources, maybe a little bit on the dollar side, and then genetically, right? You know, just kind of understanding what you need to do. On the line with us now as well from, looks like a Michigan area code, we have Michelle and Mike DeShoff there from 1936 Meadowbrook Farm. You guys are going to be out here, guys. Welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
So, hey, Brady.
Hi, how are you guys?
Can't wait for tomorrow, man.
Good.
So, you know, there are hundreds and hundreds of people. You know, they're not intimate events, but they're not like enormous events. Everybody gets to reach out and touch every single participant. And we know how the people feel who get to enjoy it from the consumer side. But on the farm side, this is big for you guys, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, anytime that we can get our product or our breed out there in front of this number of people, this number of chefs, it's great exposure for us, and we appreciate being involved and enjoy being involved.
So, Mike, talk a little bit about like what you know, and I'm sure you're in tune with it. You're participating. You're part of the Cochon family here. Is Piggy Bank, once it realizes its full potential and is up to speed, what's that going to mean for farmers like yourself and others?
Well, for us, we're pretty well committed to a specific breed, and we have our breeding stock already coming in. But for other farmers who are trying to get started and figure out what it is, which breed works for them, Piggy Bank is a great resource for them to dabble in different breeds and figure out what works best for their area. I think Piggy Bank is a great idea and a great way to bring newer farmers less experienced farmers, I should say, into the fold and bring them up to speed pretty quick.
Well, we look forward.
I think the other part about the Piggy Bank is that it's that sharing of knowledge. I think it's going to become a great resource for people to go to that are first time farmers. When we started, we didn't know anything about pigs, and so it was searching everything we could on the internet. Just to have that resource there to go to will be nice.
Well, guys, it's going to be great to see you down here. You'll be able to commiserate with a lot of people, fans of yours from the chef side and certainly from the consumer side. So drive safely, and we'll see you here tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
Look forward to it, guys.
See you soon.
All right, thanks. And so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to Cochon. It is five chefs. They're going to cook 1,500 pounds of heritage breed pork to support local family farms. Amazing cocktails. Dave Delaney is going to talk about that in just a second as well. Quick break. We'll come back. Then we'll send it to news. So stay tuned. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.